Botswana's COVID-19 Presidential Task Force team announced today that all interzonal travel is banned immediately. It said all valid travel permits which are required to travel within zones have been cancelled. The task force fears a surge in COVID-19 cases if people travel during the Easter holiday. After being praised for its initial efforts to slow the spread of the coronavirus, the country experienced a surge in cases in early January when people returned from the festive season. Botswana has seen cases steadily climb from below 50 before Christmas to 568 this week. This has prompted the task force to halt travel except for essential service providers. Local tourism operators like Safari Lodge owner Aaron Undibetsi say they will lose out as they had pre-bookings.
We expected people to travel during the Easter holidays. We understand that there is a need to contain the spread of this disease. However, our industry has not been doing very well, and this only serves to hit us hard.
Botswana, a prime safari destination, has been hit hard with few tourists arriving from abroad. The country has turned to domestic tourism, but the recent local travel ban will squeeze the industry even further. On Tuesday, Botswana's parliament was expected to extend a one-year-old state of emergency by another 6 months. The government says the move is needed to fight the pandemic, but critics say it is crippling the economy. For VOA, this is Mqondisi Dube in Gaborone, Botswana.